Welcome to Stouts with My Spouse. I'm Carrie.
And I'm Patrick.
And this is Stouts with My Spouse. Let's get into it.
Happy Cinco de Mayo for a special recording of Stouts with My Spouse. For today, I bought knockoff Corona from Aldi. I think it's called Monterey something. I didn't bring the bottle in here. And we have Corona. I put them in equally frosted mugs, the same amount of lime. I did a sloppy pour for both of them. And now Patrick is challenged to know the difference.
And
I am presenting him with the beers for the first time.
So one is visibly lighter than the other one, but not entirely sure. He handed these to me. Super weird. All right, so.
And that's me taking a TikTok in the background. He's smelling.
They smell very limey. They smell the same in that regard.
They both have a quarter of a lime, which would be bigger than.
I can tell right off the bat that one's not Corona, I'm pretty sure. Yep, 100% this one isn't Corona.
Okay. How would you, what would you be willing to bet?
Whole pack of Corona.
Oh, so not, you wouldn't bet our house on it?
Yeah, I wouldn't bet our house on anything.
Good answer. That was a test, ladies and gentlemen. I'm happy to say that, Patrick, you are right. Good job. I didn't realize how the color of the lighter one, it's like Monterey something or other, is much, much lighter.
It's a much, much lighter taste, too.
But that's like, fine. I can take the lighter beer and finish that. And cheers to Cinco de Mayo.
Cheers. I am wondering, like, you taste the lime a lot in that. Because Corona, I feel like Corona, obviously, a lime makes it taste better, but you can drink it without the lime. But curious if that's even good without a lime. Because really all I tasted was the lime almost, and then
I don't even taste beer. This honestly...
Yeah, it's lime.
Honestly, this Monterey reminds me of, like, when I was training for a marathon, it reminds me of, like, a light beer I drink after, like, a really, really long run to kind of replenish, where it's like you didn't even feel like you drank a beer because you just ran 15 miles.
Like one of those, like, breakfast beers that's 3 point something.
And then I would eat, like, then I would proceed to eat, like, 2 omelets. And, you know, when you run 20 miles, you get really, really hungry.
Yeah.
And so drinking one beer after a run is, like, nothing. Mm-hmm. It's just replenishing some of your stuff.
When I was in college and we'd go to the gym for 2 hours a day because that's what you just did, we would always have a couple beers with our protein shakes.
Well, we were also younger.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Our youth, somewhere in my youth or childhood, I must have done something good. Sound of Music, favorite musical, love it. It makes me feel so alive and splendid and wonderful. And I know it's long, but I like Hello Dolly too. I'm now in my older age, I'm liking musicals even more. And I think it's because my grandma Ginny loved musicals. And so whereas I used to get really annoyed by everything being a song, now I'm just like, okay, that's Barbra Streisand, and that made my grandma, Jenny, happy, and she was, like, one of my best pals, so, like, I'm gonna watch this and think of my grandma. But I know you don't like musicals, but I'm telling you, in my older age, now that I'm 30, I like musicals better. Okay?
Okay, I'm kind of trying to track back as to how we got onto musicals.
I said somewhere in my youth or childhood, I must have done something good. A song from Sound of Music, even someone like you know that, right?
Oh, okay.
Oh, gosh, see? Oh, ladies and gentlemen, you just got into a picture of what our marriage is really like. Me spiraling completely out of control. Patrick just trying to figure out what happened.
Yeah.
And where his butt is.
We were going in one direction, and then all of a sudden you took a left turn, and I was still going straight, and I'm trying to find you through the gravel path, pretty much. And
today I want to talk about very briefly. One, after I poured these out, I was like, the only way Patrick is going to even miss it, potentially on looks, would be when the mugs were still frosty and the pours were both still the crummy pour and there's a lot of foam at the top.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, now that the mugs are completely unfrosted, it's like...
I could tell by looking visually. I couldn't tell by smelling because all I could smell was lime. But even if I was blindfolded, I would have been able to tell right away. I mean, I could tell that that wasn't Corona.
You know what? It's funny.
Hmm.
On our Instagram poll, it was like, do you think Patrick will tell in a blindfolded test? But that's what I meant by blind test was no, like, no other indicators. Like, it's the same.
I'm saying without a shadow of a doubt, I would have known.
Me too, but yeah. I didn't mean a blind test. I meant, like, I don't know. One of my favorite teachers in seventh grade did this with peanut butter brands and with Coca-Cola, RC Cola, and Pepsi. The number one peanut butter brand, I think it was like Skippy, Jif, and Peter Pan. Guess which my class chose?
Peter Pan.
Yes.
It's a good peanut butter.
I think I've told you this story. And then between Coke, Pepsi, and RC Cola, which one do you think 7th grade class picked?
7th grade class probably picked RC Cola.
We did.
Because it's different. You're not getting RC Cola often. It's sugary. Yeah.
It's more like sugar tasting. And that's... I remember trying it and being like, this is good.
Mm-hmm. It's basically like... I look at RC Cola as like knockoff Pepsi. It doesn't taste like Coke at all.
I don't like Pepsi.
Pepsi's my pop of choice.
Do you remember those commercials where it was like Coke drinkers would do a blind test between Coke and Pepsi, and then it was like Pepsi commercials, and they'd be mm-hmm. like, see, you just like the red labels, you fools, you actually like the taste of our product better. But I don't know, I think Coca-Cola is a little bit more, if we're talking like American iconic branding, obviously both of them, because Pepsi had, you know, in the early 2000s, all these like the Beyonce Pepsi commercial for the Super Bowl. Do you remember mm-hmm. that?
Yep. And iconic.
And I think Britney Spears was in it too. Also iconic. Pepsi has had the more iconic celebrity commercials, but Coke as a brand, I think it's more like apple pie, Americana, baseball culture. Do you know what I'm saying?
Also, I feel like Coke has more, like, Pepsi, you got Pepsi and you got Mountain Dew. Coke, you've got Coke, and then Pepsi does too, but you can list off the top of your head, like...
Sprite and Sierra Mist. Pepsi owns Sierra Mist, I think.
But Sierra Mist doesn't get, like, the reputation, like, Sprite... gets LeBron and
right,
like all of,
yes. So yeah. As I said, it's more classically Americana.
Yeah, and Coke definitely has its place. At rum and Coke, that's, I mean,
so
one of my favorite
here.
Drinks.
Listen here.
Can't do that with Pepsi.
So today, I just want to tell you, today I met, I played with our kid at the park after work for like almost an hour.
Ooh.
And then you finished the knockoff.
That last sip was all lime juice and
that's
puckered me right up.
The most fruit Patrick will ever eat, lime juice from a Corona. Don't act like it ain't true.
I like lemon too.
So I played with our daughter after work, and then we got ice cream, and then we sat and we were able to see a fire truck while we were eating our ice cream come really close to us because they were doing some project and the sun was out. And I just was thinking, like, see, this is what I do in my life. I don't really get nostalgic. I don't get sad about the past and think about it and like miss it. I just make sure in moments like that to like really click in and say like, there's no sweeter thing in life, you know? just having the simple joys of life, some sunshine, you know, some nice ice cream, seeing a fire truck up close with my kid. That is what I will remember about today.
And then you came home and you saw me and we took the dogs on a walk.
And Patrick pulled his butt and I hope he like feels all right. You went number two, so I'm assuming you might...
Well, I
was... Was the butt pull injury...
I was literally squatting down. This is what happened. I was squatting down, I think, doing something with our daughter. And then when I was getting up, my right leg, which I have had problems with in the past... Just kind of when I was getting up, kind of felt a little funky in the knee, so I put more pressure on my left leg when I was getting up, and that triggered like a cramp right in my butt, and then I went and I laid down, and from the cramp in my butt, my back started to spasm.
Okay.
And it was a whole thing.
We don't need a play-by-play, but I'm just saying, we walked the dogs.
Bottom line, I'm getting old.
Were you able to use the toilet after our walk
successfully? Yeah, I was totally fine after, but yeah. It was a... strange turn of events for those 2 minutes.
Yeah, so, I mean, other than that, what are the simple joys in your life that you, I mean, we could all complain about a lot of stuff, like, you know, I just try to not complain because I just don't think it's worth my time and spirit as much as sometimes I do, like, I mean, obviously the negative things in life still exist, right? But I just don't think it's worth my... Like, I can acknowledge them mentally, but I just don't think it's worth my time to complain or pout. So I choose to cherish and capture joy in the simple things in life. So I guess what is... So today... I just did a really simple thing, spent less than $5 approximately, and I had such a fun memory with my daughter, our daughter. But I guess it was an individual. The reason why I said my and not our is because it was like an individual date.
Yeah, in your memory, it's you and her.
Yeah.
I was still working at the time.
So what's an example of simple things in life that just bring you joy?
Oh, simple things in life. I mean, there's lots of things. Just looking at you brings me joy. I can hear our dogs barking in the background, and they bring me joy as much as they can be frustrating.
Right.
And our daughter, for sure.
Yeah, I think, especially the dogs, like, we're good with what we have, the two dogs, for right now, forever.
You're doing that real quick. She just glanced right at me forever after she said right now.
But, I mean, we're working on crate training our dog right now, and it's
puppy,
harder.
Yeah.
It's harder than our other dog. But I see Patrick's face having first one dog and then two. It's like you're a little child.
Yeah.
Like you really, like your smile is different than your normal smile. It's like a more, like there's no filter. Like there's no sarcasm. You just really love having two dogs.
It's fun to watch them play. I think that's one of my favorite things to do. They were playing, I was on the phone today, with someone while I was working, and the dogs, they're biting each other's ears as they do. They came running into my office and they're fighting, and the guy goes, I hope those are dogs in the background. I'm like, yeah, I'm sorry, they're making a bunch of noise playing right now. I said, the Basset Hound doesn't realize that Pippi, our St. Bernard mix, is going to be much bigger than her soon, because she's already taller than her and she's only 4 months old. But, you know, the Basset Hound Berta, she needs to get her licks in now while she can, I guess. So,
I think you really like, too, that, and I like this as well, that we do kind of have a unique dogs, not dogs that everybody has.
Mm-hmm.
A Basset and a St. Bernard Sharpei mix, which is really interesting. Pippi is so sweet.
She loves you.
I don't get it, but whatever. More power to her.
She chose you.
Yeah. I think she likes how calm I am for the most part with her.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the day we got her, she and I laid on the couch for a while together and watched movies. So I think that must have bonded us initially. And I walk the dogs. I'm the dog walker normally. Yeah, so
took her on a run this morning. I didn't even know that you went on a run until like an hour ago.
Yeah. Yeah, that was... The dogs sleeping. Literally started wrestling each other when we were running. So I have to just go... I have to get in shape enough to run with Pippi because she is so athletic. So
yeah, we're Birdie. You can get away with just a lap.
Well, you can just be putzing around. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
she's content.
Anyways, so I think this would be a good time in the podcast to say, you know, acknowledge our gratitude for one another, because it's really important to verbalize gratitude. Even in the best days and the worst days, because saying out loud really means something.
Quick break from the podcast to shout out our friends at My Michigan Beach. Go to mymichiganbeach.com for the coolest things to do in the Mitten State. Now back to the show.
What do I want to say? Do you want to go first or me?
Oh, I can go first if you need time to think.
I don't need time to think. I just think I went first last time. That's what I was really thinking about. So it's your turn to go first, I think.
Okay. What my gratitude towards you is, I guess it's just the fact that, I mean, you're not a dog person. And I think that... I mean, you said it. You realize how happy I am around our two dogs, and I think that that's really cool, but I'm just very grateful that you, like, take them on walks and take them on runs and that we get to go on family walks with them. I think that that's really fun. I don't like going on walks, but walking the dog makes it seem a little bit more...
Well, I appreciate you acknowledging that, because... Everyone in my family kind of jokes that I have all these pets and they know how I feel about animals in general. And it's just like, I don't know. I mean, there's certain things in life that there's compromises. And, you know, I know that one day, sadly, if, like, the dogs aren't around and I say to you, I'm not ready and I don't want another dog, you would probably honor that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like... I don't know, it's a compromise. I think with you working home, it really helps you to have the dogs with you.
Yeah, that breaks up my day. It reminds me to actually get up.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think it's all about compromise. Am I going to sit here and say I'm a dog lover? Who knows? Maybe in years to come that will be the case, but not right now. I mean,
Pippi's trying to break
you. We more have the dogs because of you.
Mm-hmm.
Your love for them. So I appreciate you acknowledging that. I am grateful for you because, well, so many things. I just feel like you are staying up with our new dog. And I did tell you one of the stipulations is that I was not going to really be that active at crate training at night. And you have stuck to that.
Yeah.
As much as it's been hard for you, there's been some, like, random things that I help out and I tee in during the day more with crate training, but no, I do appreciate you honoring your word and, yeah, letting me sleep.
I have been getting up the earliest I've ever gotten. I mean, I didn't even wake up that early when our daughter was a new But I would also stay up till 2 in the morning with her.
So I was like, where are you going with that?
Yeah.
All right. I love you. Goodbye.
Love you. Bye.
Say it. Enunciate.
I love you. Goodbye.
Thank you.
You're beautiful.
Goodbye.
You're special.
Okay, stop
stretching
recording.
This out for 20 minutes.
Stop.
Hey everybody, we post new episodes of our podcast, Stouts with My Spouse, every Saturday morning. Available on Apple Podcasts, CastBox, and Spotify. Follow Stouts with My Spouse on Instagram and like our Facebook page. Cheers! Thanks for listening.
Until next week.